everybody. Well, today is Saturday, and this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And the day today, near the end of the year, but this is the end of the Saturdays in November, so it's November 26, 2016, or it's 11-16-2016. So let's hear the date. Remember, the dates come upon you, you know, with situations going on in the past. And here we go. Let's release the energies here on this date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I was watching, on concrete, on, I guess, the National Geographic, and oddly enough, you know, we talk about what happens around the 19th and 20th, and I think it was in 1985, they said, I think it was September 19th, when they had an earthquake in Mexico, and it, you know, did a lot of damage to, you know, killed a lot of people and stuff, plus the building fell apart because they used inferior concrete. But it's just another date, you know, like we talk about. Things start to happen, rocking and rolling. It's normally going to be around the 19th and 20th of the month. So we're past that with this month, this day so far, but I'm just kind of, I wasn't surprised when they said, you know, on that time frame. Well, anyway, you know, like I said, you know, you might want to mark your calendars or put a circle around them or put on your refrigerator that, you know, the 19th and 20th of the 21st, month is when there could be a lot of problems happening from the past, not being faced. So anyway, that's where I'm coming from here. So, you know, once you start hearing things happening from the past, you go, oh yeah, of course it's going to be those days, you know? So, let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. Here we go. So 1, 2, activating them, bringing in peace energy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's have you think of a situation that's bothering you, one particular event, and we'll clear that from you. Maybe it just happened a few days ago, you know. I guess that would be, what, yesterday, day before when you had Turkey Day. You had a turkey. Thanksgiving. So here we go. Give me that. So let's release whatever you're thinking of right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You should feel better. And we'll bring our co-host on. Ann. So Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and welcome everyone to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. That is Ron Ametron speaking and doing clearings for us. Ron has a website. It's creationlightship.com. If you haven't been to it before, you'll want to check that out after our show this evening. There is a lot more information and many free healings. There's a lot has been a lot going on over this past month, especially. Tomorrow there is an 8-hour healing call where Ron takes us to Creation Lightship, charges water for us, and removes all alien interference in our bodies and our lives. And you can still sign up to join us on that call on Ron's website. And also on December 3rd, which is a Saturday, there's going to be a pin removal call at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the email went out about that today. If you didn't receive an email, and you'd like to be on Ron's mailing list, you can sign up for that on the right-hand side of his website, again, creationlightship.com. He sends out very few emails, but they're important, so it's good to be on that mailing list. And then December 19th, which is a Monday, is a very, very special call. The organ restoration call is going to be Monday, the 19th of December at 5:30 p.m., shortly after the Monday BBS radio call. And tonight is Saturday, so therefore it is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. I know everyone looks forward to this special show. So you may request rooms to visit tonight. If you don't know already, you'll want to think of one physical healing to request that the light beings work on for you. You can send your requests and any other questions you might have to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the fast chat button on the BBS radio station page. We really like to hear from you, and I'll be getting those messages as the show progresses tonight. Okay, so last night was a very powerful night of healing, Ron, where you cleared, the timelines from the 12 source energies connected to our natal charts and to the five-pointed star and the six-pointed star. And then you went over it again and cleared out the tangent and upside-down timelines also connected to those issues. And I feel that today has been extremely peaceful. I really feel a difference, and I know that what you did really powerfully affected the planet. Somebody wrote in, "Wow, thanks, Ron. I could not move after the show last night because of the energy from the planet release. My body was buzzing. After 1 hour, I got up and put on the green mist goo removal. So powerful. Feels like this green mist goo is a must." So she's suggesting that other people might want to do the green mist goo clearing.
That's good. Great.
Yes, and that's one of Ron's many free healings on the left-hand side. You'll find that on his website. So how did you feel, Ron, after do you recall doing that healing last night?
It's pretty distant. I think I'm going to do something else tonight, too. We'll take away the light of the darkness energies, okay, that are attached into source energy. I always use the light of the darkness. So you have the light of the darkness, Jesus, that's all the Christian churches. You have the light of the darkness energies are probably Buddha. And there's other religious deities out there. I want to send in right now to CLS questions. Maybe some deities that you might know about. We have Muhammad, okay, so the light of the darkness energy of that. All we want is to have freed up from these energies. So remember, you've been many life. I'm seer, and you don't know what you're connected to. Do you have any ideas? And would you could maybe pick up or something?
Well, let me just say, first of all, I think it's a fantastic idea. In addition to the ones you mentioned, I know people worship Satan.
Yeah, that's in the news now.
Yeah. It's so interesting. I heard an interview today with a comedian, of all things, and what did he start talking about? Oh, I pray every day. And the guy said, oh, yeah, what do you pray for? Well, first I pray for other people. I was like, oh, no. The last thing you expect to hear, but so many people think that's so wonderful and they're doing the right thing. So he's calling in at light of the darkness energy, and then he's putting it on other people.
Ew.
So, yeah, send in... Listeners, send in what you feel is important for Ron to clear. Because surely, Ron, these light of the darkness energies that are these false gods, really, would have connected to the 12 source energies, just as you described, right?
That is correct, uh-huh. They'll sneak their way in, yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, someone called Satan, Lord of Light, and it's alluded to many times in the show Game of Thrones. Lord of the Light. It took me a second to get that. Okay. I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Well, we'll see what comes up here. Well, maybe we'll do that in the next 10 minutes here.
Okay, so I'll just keep watching for requests, and we'll keep going. In the meantime, we have some other emails, Ron, I can read from our inbox.
That sounds great. Okay.
Oh, someone wrote, "Thank you, Ron. We actually had a blue sky and white puffy clouds in New York today. Hadn't seen a blue sky in a very long time."
Right.
So I think that is something that's coming from last night. And then another thing you did last night, Ron, is you cleared our cheeks. You were talking about, especially when we were babies, that people love to touch babies and pinch their cheeks. So someone wrote in, "Thanks, Ron, for the pinch cheek release. I saw an image of my mother's parents during that clearing. Is there anything else you can release for this?" And then another thing is, "My family did this thing where you took your fingers and grabbed the child's nose and said to the child, 'I've got your nose.' I know that too. And it was done to me. I did it to my kids, and my kids are now doing it to their kids."
Oh, boy.
I know. So, I guess it's courting, right?
Yes, energetic courting. That's correct.
Okay. Someone wrote in something, Ron, I've never heard of, to clear the light of the darkness of Sugmad, S-U-G-M-A-D.
Okay, well, I don't know what that is, but we'll have at it.
I don't know either. Okay. I put that on the thing for you to see, Ron. So I don't know what culture or whatever that comes from.
Okay,
let's see if we have another one. The 10 Sikh Gurus. Okay. I guess, you know, maybe you don't need the names.
I know we get a lot of, you know, the Indian God ones, but there's so many of those that,
right,
you know,
we'd be here all night, right?
make a dance, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so meantime, someone wrote in, Ron, and we'll just, you know, wait till we get some more input. What clearings do I use to clear my relatives off of me from Thanksgiving and me cleared off of Thanksgiving?
Well, let me think here. Boy. Oh, I'm looking, thinking here. Well, that's just clear for Thanksgiving. It's like a ritual, right? And people naturally give thanks for the giving of people or whatever, you know, right? Giving.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just clear away that energy. So here we go. Gift of giving. That could be a negative thing and or positive. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if we get any names in for those, I guess, God energies that we'll know about. I don't think the North American Indians you know, had a god. They just typically maybe called it Father or something, right? Father Earth or something like that, or Great Creator. But other cultures have had different things. So, okay. We got some stuff coming in. So let's do, why don't you read them off, and the ones that you got there, just keep track of them, and we'll clear the energy out, people. This is the light of the darkness energy, of these people. And they may even be, they're trying to bring forth light, or think they're bringing forth light to get people to come to them. It's a lot of the darkness energy created by the aliens. Some are actually living today. Here we go. So I guess the first one we could do is probably Jesus. That's the big one, in Muhammad. So let's do those two. And I'll have you, you know, read out other ones. So let's do Jesus first, Light of the Darkness. Jesus, brought to you by the Light of the Darkness aliens that are in all the Catholic churches. Protestant churches or Christian churches. So here we go. You may have been hooked up to it through your whole life, so let's see if you feel better. Releasing that energy off of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's one of the major timelines. Now we'll do the upside down version. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the tangent ones, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And
so that was.
We'll do Muhammad next year. So, got energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the upside down timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the tangent timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, who's next, Ann?
Yahweh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Upside down timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And tangent. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm doing this on timeline to see how it's going to affect you. Notice I'm not doing the 12 source energies yet. All those at one time. Just want you to see how hooked up to timelines. This is for you to kind of understand how bad timelines are. Next one, Ann.
Buddha.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Upside down timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And tangent. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay?
God.
Yeah, that's pretty universal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Upside down timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And tangent. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okie doke.
Zoroaster.
Okay. Astra. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Upside down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And tangent, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Satan.
Okay, who was that?
Satan.
Okay, Satan. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Upside down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And tangent, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We could do Lucifer, too, I guess. Same, but they may be different. The names are different. But here we go, Lucifer, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Upside down timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And tangent, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, what else is there?
Thor.
Thor, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Upside down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. and tangent. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. What a dude he was. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's pretty heavy. And the sacrifice part of that, that's the faith. Add thanks to you. The next one?
Odin.
Odin. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Upside down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Tangent, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, next.
The Great White Brotherhood.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Upside down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Tangent, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, next one.
Sugmod.
Who is it?
I don't know if I'm saying it right. S-U-G-M-A-D. Sugmod.
Okay. I don't know either, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Upside down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, boy. 10. And tangent. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay.
The 10 Sikh Gurus.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And upside down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Tangent, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, next.
Jehovah.
Oh, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Lay down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay?
Okay. Someone said Saint Germain.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Lay down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A couple more, then I could be on this forever, you know.
Now, Maitreya.
Maitreya, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Lay down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And tangent. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, and then someone suggested archangels, Ron. Do you want to do some archangels?
Well, there's quite a few. Let's do them just in general here. So here we go, archangels. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Upside down timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And tangent. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. So if you just tune in, we're clearing away the light of the darkness energies that came forth with the names of these particular, maybe, say, people or things or whatever. And we're using source energy to connect to you through these energies of the light of the darkness. So we'll just see how that works out for everybody. Maybe... on another show, maybe we can do a release of 12 source energies and kind of see how to do that here. We'll see if we can get some comments. I'll try to get them all at once here. So releasing all the 12 source energies from these, I guess I could use the word masters, deities, things that people, you know, pray to for favors. So here we go. Source energy number one being released. All of these that we just got through doing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Source energy number 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 9. Boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Oh, we'll see if anybody has any relief. Maybe you could send us something, see us questions or the fast chat there of how the first part affected you, just the timelines, and then maybe how the second part is releasing the 12 source energies. We did two different things here. So, Ann, we'll just see what we get here, and we'll go to the light ship probably quarter till, about 15 minutes here. Well, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, something must have been affecting me because in the first part of you releasing us from the timelines, I just had this deep feeling of peace come over me. And then I feel like it just continued when you removed them from the 12 source energies. So the first part of removing those light of the darkness, false gods, was personal. They was removing the timelines from us, and then the second part, when you took them from the 12 source energies, that's going to affect the whole planet. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. So that someone just wrote in, amazing. Now, I just wanted to say, Ron, we have quite a list still of things that we didn't get to, and I have them all. So maybe you'll want to do that a different night or whatever, so I'll keep them, and you let me know. But maybe it would be a good idea for us to kind of see how we feel from that list.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and someone wrote in very kindly to tell me that Sugmad means God. It's an ancient name for God, and it comes from Ekankar. So thank you very much, listener, for letting us know that, and hopefully that energy's not bothering anybody anymore. So I'll keep all these emails. Thank you. There's a few here with some more lists. Okay, keeping these. And a suggestion. Wow. This is another thing, Ron, that you might want to do. In addition to the gods, someone wrote in that maybe we want to clear light of the darkness energies around some of the words we use, like peace, abundance, amen, joy, etc. So that's a good idea, too, those energies.
Okay.
So I'll keep that list, too, for another time. So someone wrote in, will the clearings on the Friday program work on the archive? It sounds important, so please let me know. So
I don't know what we did on those archives.
Well, they'll be on the archives, but I think you said it wasn't necessary to hear them. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's already done.
It's done. So we all certainly enjoyed experiencing that, those of us that were on the show last night. But if you did not hear the show live last night, you can, of course, hear it on the archive, but you didn't miss anything because of what Ron was doing was planetary. And it's done. And we all appreciate that, Ron, very much. Okay. So that's a good, thank you, listener, good question. More. Oh, we have another testimonial, Ron, for the pin removal call, the last one that you did. And again, there's another one of these on December 3rd. Dear Ron, I am thanking you very much for the pin removal conference call you gave on November 19th. Immediately, I noticed a significant reduction of deeply rooted pain that came along with a greater ease of movement. I'm looking forward to December 3rd and a new layer removed. Many thank yous.
Great.
Yeah, we got a lot of people writing in about that. Okay, here's a question, and I know you've answered this several times before, but I think people, you know, it's good to say this again. As far as our spirit energy in our body, if you have a low percentage, is there a difference between having lots of spirit or having less? Does it make a difference in how aware you are, or is it just an energy level? Please explain this concept of having, say, 3% spirit versus 5%, or 0.1 or 0.5.
The amount of spirit energy that you have would more than likely determine how fast your body would do a healing. Let me kind of go over that here, because that's some of the way I can really present that. It could be an awareness level, too, that you might have by being, you know, in non-judgment more and not thinking as much as you have more spirit energy. That makes sense to you so far, Anne?
Mm-hmm.
I do healings on people, what I'm actually doing is, just in a sense, coming into your body, where your problem is as you're requesting a healing, okay? And because your spirit may have difficulties doing a healing on you, or maybe your spirit isn't even in that location because it got forced out this lifetime or some other lifetime, so you don't have enough to kind of go around, in a sense. That may not be exactly correct, kind of go with this here. What I do is come in, and I give you 100% spirit energy in your body, and then at that point, you're healed. That's what happens on the light ship. Now, like I've always said, the reason why it doesn't stick, if that's the case, is because your problem that you had was created by your energetic bodies that are invisible, and it brings it right back to you again, like a boomerang. So if you had more spirit energy in your body, then that boomerang would not come back as an energy of force, force field type energy from your energetic bodies to contaminate you. Remember, if you have all spirit in your body, you won't have any problems. Everything is perfect, but when you start getting yourself lower and lower on spirit energy, then these other things creep into you. So that makes sense for everybody, you think, Anne? Might be on mute.
I'm so sorry. Yes, Ron, I think that makes sense, and I think as the person wrote, too, we can't really be that upset about it. Right, there's no point in being upset about this.
Honest, you know.
Right.
You know, maybe you, you know, things happen. You know, so you can't beat yourself up. You went to a certain church or something, or did something awful, or whatever. You know, it's so what. You know. And you know, just to be possibly maybe upsetting because of situations that you caused yourself by forcing your spirit out of your body, be in this lifetime. But, like I said, you know, that's the way it is. So, what? That's what I'm saying. So back to you.
Okay, we have a couple of comments, Ron, for what you did earlier. A lot of movement with certain light of the darkness gods. Great clearing. Thank you, Ron. I think maybe that person, like me, isn't sure exactly which ones were affecting them so much. But one person did know, they wrote in, it was Jehovah that they felt the relief, so that's good. And she writes, feel very comfortable, happy, and peaceful. So that's great. And we have one more. I feel rather warm and flushed, or felt rather warm and flushed while Ron released the timelines. I feel like laying down while this passes. It's very freeing, however. Oh, and someone, a listener wrote in to say, to the listener regarding the percentage of their spirit, Ron answered this similar question in detail on the November 18th program on Friday night. Yes, I knew you'd spoken about that before, so thank you, listener.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. Now, I thought we'd answered this question, but somebody wrote in again, it's difficult for me to see what is blocking me. People try to take advantage of me through any kind of manipulation and deception. It seems to be my major life issue. Is it my billboard or a timeline?
I think I answered that one. You know, it's,
I believe you did too. It sounds very familiar.
It can always be both, so.
Right. Okay. Another listener wrote in, they also saw Jupiter rising, which you recommended last week. So glad it ended on a positive note. Dare I ask, what happened to the Mayans and the Aztecs?
I don't know what happened to them, you know.
Right, okay. And then she wrote in, since I've been doing clearings, the pin removal healing, and my lifetime emotional clearings, I've started to ask more questions, but I'm also seeing more clearly. I'll be focusing on what I need to do next with my clearings. Can't thank you enough.
That's great, yeah. Very good.
Okay. And let's see. I just want to check the time, Ron. Did you, it is...
We have a few minutes to go, looks like.
You wanted to go a quarter of the hour, is that what you said?
Quarter of sounds good, yes.
Okay, so just a few more minutes. I'll keep going with questions then. And we have a new one. Oh, so we're having requests for the lightship rooms, that's good. So you can keep sending those in, and I'll read them off to Ron. So a person, I believe the person who started a wonderful discussion about clearings on Wednesday's show with Michelle wrote in again. They're doing a lot of different healings, like the people courting, curses, hexes, and spells, entities, but they still feel like they're being attacked. So, well, last night we talked about doing the natal barcode clearing and also the planetary clearing, the planet courting clearing. And do you have anything else, Ron, to say about people that are attacking other people and how to get rid of it?
Boy, you know, that's a hard one.
Right. It is. I really believe that the natal barcode, putting the person's name in the natal barcode, will help. Okay. Got some older ones here. Oh, we did talk, Ron, about doing a special call to clear the effects of curses on the body, and they're wondering if you're still planning to do that special call.
Next month is kind of booked, but maybe first part of the year we could maybe do something in January, possibly.
Right, that's what I would
want to do, a shackle call, but... when we put that on the list.
Okay, good. We'll and when we do, when we put that, pick a date for it, then we will announce that, of course. it's funny. Okay, here's a question about the curses, hexes, and spells clearing. Is it possible that the curses, hexes, and spells clearing is keeping people away from me who are dark or not in my favor? I notice quite a few people disappearing from my life. Some of them I'm happy to be rid of. Some family members, some were job contacts who I felt were shifty.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's a really good testimonial for that clearing. Get rid of those people.
Hey, so maybe we'll go to the light ship, everybody. Well, if you're new, do this every Saturday. That's what we call it, Saturday Night Live on the light ship. And we go to the light ship. We're out of time. So if you're wondering what's happening, you're actually out of time being bilocated. Do the light ship, and you can request one particular healing that you'd like to have. So here we go. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, if you wish. But you can't bring up any person because they have to be live listening to us here. So if you're on an archive, then you may want to just listen and then get on the call when you can. On a Saturday night. So here we go, going up. Your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we always go into the hot tub room on the light ship for detoxification. We go into a pain release room. They have floating magnets that do healing. And do you have a request, one coming in there, Ann, that we can go to?
Yes, Ron, the magnesium salt bath room.
Okay, so we'll create that. So here we go, going in there, if you choose to. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I want to go in where the pigs are. So here we go. Go to the pig room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request your one particular healing. Okay. I want to go also to another room, and this is where they have the dinosaurs. So here we go, dinosaurs. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then also the dragons. Here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. And I want to go into the room with geese. So here we go, the geese room. There's always three of these coming, so they'll bring three of the light beings in the form that we're requesting. So here we go. Three geese are coming your way. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I guess I'll just do the rooms myself, I guess. So let's do the groundhog room. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And everybody likes dogs and cats, so go into those rooms. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And somebody requesting looks like the immune system. So let's see what we can do there. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And went to the room with snails. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Testing salt caves for respiration. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll go into maybe two more rooms. I want to go to where the dolphins are. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I guess we'll go on to where they have the very large goldfish. So here they come, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So request all your healings that you'd like, at least one healing in each one of these rooms now. And you're still in all the rooms, and we'll be coming back to the light ship now. And you're still out of time there, although you're coming back. But, you know, even though it's maybe seconds that we talk about these rooms, you could be in them for quite a while. Here we go. Coming back. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are with you. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, terrific. That was, as always, a lovely trip to the lightship. Thank you very much. Somebody wrote in with a suggestion for the person who's feeling attacked by a certain person, and it's a great idea. I put the person's name in the Be Here Now. If I know the person who's attacking me, it works wonders because you're bringing them back into themselves and getting them off my back.
That sounds very good, yeah.
Right, and also that made me think of the that free healing that you take all the darkness barcodes off people. Let me just click in there and tell you, like, I didn't think of that when I was reading the email. There's a few. 2,000-year barcode removal. And even the alien head implant, a few of these free ones, they're really powerful. The alien tracking barcode, because the more that person is in their body, the less they'll be attacking and courting other people.
And the whole thing boils down to they're probably not here, and they're working on timelines, and they're then copying the pasting of timelines onto you. Even though you see them here, they could be on many, many timelines doing their rituals on you. But you don't know that. But you are feeling the result of that. Remember that the darkness, the aliens want to get more mileage out of you, so that's how they work.
Right, right. Yes. I think that's really, really helpful. So, Ron, I think it was last night or recently you suggested that we clear on the special clearing all the seven deadly sins, which is a great idea, and you can look up what all of those are. And then somebody wrote in to remind us that you actually, one of the seven deadly sins is anger, and we already have an anger clearing. So I don't think if anyone did that on the special clearing, there's any harm done. But in general, if Ron already has an established healing, we don't use the special clearing for that. But we also were talking about ego, and someone said, can we do that in the special clearing? And I believe we answered no, because there's a whole life clearing, but there, in fact, is not a whole life ego clearing.
There is a mind-ego intercept or something like that?
They're only generational. Yes, there is that, Ron, but it's only there's not a whole life version.
Okay.
So does that mean that it's okay then for people to do that on the special clearing until that's put up?
Yeah. Let me investigate it first here and see.
Okay.
If I can find something.
All righty. We'll keep going on our questions here. Someone's talking again. Here's another one for the psychic attack. I use the auric protection and non-alien attack for the whole list for whatever's known or unknown, pets, other relatives, brother, father, mother, sister-in-law. You can write in all the specifics. So thank you. People do like to help other listeners get their healings done because we all go through somewhat of the same things.
I'm going to release from the people listening here psychic attack energy. Everybody has probably heard in swearing, the words, God damn you. You know, that's pretty common that you probably have heard, and maybe it was said to you or even you used it on somebody. So I'm going to take the energy away from that. So let's take away the 12 source energies, how it's attached to it. went a little sideways here with it, but I want to make sure that it works. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's the first source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and second energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, third energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, fourth energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This is, I guess, number 11. 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Number 12 is released there. So, and 10. So there we go. That would be pretty strong because you don't know what God energy is going to damn you, you know. It could be more than one of them. So, anyway. And I'll do something with, we talked about having maybe your nose pinched or something, or cheek pinched, or, you know, whatever that people do to babies. Or maybe, maybe under 5 years of age or something. So let's think of something that you want to have released, that you know you experienced that wasn't very good. So here we go. Let's release that. As painful as you had your cheek pinched or something. So here we go. Releasing that energy. This is off a timeline here. Maybe it'll help you a lot. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. Oh, I guess that's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, thank you for releasing psychic attacks for us off this the 12 source energies. That's going to be very powerful.
Oh, and then also, this probably doesn't pertain to men, but it could. Women always wear some type of necklace. And so you may have something in or on the necklace that has some kind of symbols on it. It looks pretty to you, you know? So if you have or had a necklace that you used to wear, that you do wear, and it has something on it, normally whatever it would be that looks nice, you're going to have probably in the front side of you, you know? People can see it that way. I'm going to take the energy off of that for you in case it's attached to some of these God energies. You don't know what they used back when as a symbol, and that symbol could have been, you know, created on the object or thing that you have around your neck, okay? So here we go. And you may not have a necklace on, so I want you to kind of see probably, you know, where it would be hanging on your body, you know? It would probably be, you know, typically I would guess it'd be base of the neck, but it could be where the sternum stops or something too, you know? So just feel that energy and just kind of sense this helps you. So releasing the energy from that. And maybe you had a Jewish and you have a Star of David around your neck. You don't know what's being hooked up to that. Oh, everybody wears them, you know, typically, if they, you know, have that. And, you know, it's just one of those things. So here we go. Or you have a Christian cross on you. Here we go. Or something else. So let's release the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you.
Ooh, okay, Ron. When you said that, I immediately remembered a necklace that I have that I knew was exactly what needed to be cleared. And it's funny, since we've done the shackle call, I haven't really been wearing much jewelry. I just am not, it just doesn't appeal to me like it used to. And that's one of the things I haven't worn, and there's probably a good reason. But it's something I've had since I was a little girl. I've worn it so many times, and I knew immediately that's what needed to be cleared, so thank you. Maybe other people, especially women, as you said, will have a similar response. Someone wrote in, Ron, removing the energy of those words feels like such a relief. I heard those same words several times today and felt very slimed. Much better now, as I didn't have a chance to clear those words yet.
So these, you could put into the keyword intercept. That could help release that. But typically there would be more like a curse type of energy, you know, if you're dealing with something like that, that powerful. And there's probably a lot of fear associated with that, too. So anyway, it's just the indoctrination process of saying words that you shouldn't be saying, you know, and having all that fear that you say some word that isn't proper, going to the religion, and all of a sudden you're afraid a thunderbolt's going to come out of the sky and make you a crispy critter, you know, because you said this name or to it, you know. Well, that would be, you know, in the fear clearing. Have a lot of fear for these things, not knowing it, and it could be blocking your whole energy field of your body. Oh, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Ron. Like you've said, energy, emotion can be trapped in our body, so words probably can too. When you were doing that, I thought of the word hate. That would be a good word for us to clear too, because it never sounds good to say that word.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, someone wrote in, thank you, that you can clear the ego on the self-empowerment clearing. And that's true. I forgot about that. So it
great,
is
that
there.
Sounds good.
Yeah. The self-empowerment clearing is wonderful. Okay. Let me look for some more comments here. Someone feels that they were taken off, kind of offline for about 2 years because of an illness, and they feel that like they're back now, but they're still suffering the consequences. What should they timeline crash? They feel very self-empowered, I should add, by the clearings. But they want to know
I think what you want to have is a whole lifetime clearing.
Right.
You want to do the set sequence timing clearing. What I'm hearing is that you're saying that you maybe weren't with it. Maybe you thought your spirit wasn't connected to you for a couple of years or something, or you just felt out of whack. Well, that
right.
Set timing clearing is there to integrate and put your spirit back into you throughout your whole lifetime. Whatever you came with, and if, you know, I can't say you're getting all of it back, but it's there to integrate what you have, okay, properly back into your body. Well, it's a spirit-body connection clearing. It's called the set sequence timing body.
Yes, that's a wonderful healing, Ron. Very powerful. Somebody wrote in, I had a heart-shaped necklace from my former handler. Needed to be cleared, and what a relief.
Hmm.
Of course, the heart shape.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. again, I think I missed this last night. You had asked for testimonials about people's pets, Ron. So we have a lovely one here. My dog has been doing healings for the past 6.5 years along with me. I discovered she had a situation with her heart, and I could actually hear the problem, but I recently listened to her heart, and it was much stronger, even though she's almost 14 years old. Some people think she is half her age. I attribute this change to the healings from the Creation Lightship and Ron's help. Thank you so much.
Welcome. Oh, looks like it's about five after here.
Okay.
Oh, we'll do the Mind to Heart Drop. Tomorrow's our 8-hour call starting at 10 o'clock Pacific. So here we go, everybody. Let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. So you need to command your spirit out loud. So here's how it starts. And now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Very, very simple. And I will count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this action. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, you should be in the present moment. Be able to think, because when you think, that's darkness and source energy, there's no thoughts. So, see you later. Blessings. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you. Bye, all.